Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw a number of kashas. According to the sheet of the Ritva, that in Mamanis, the ribis actually belongs to the malve. Just there's an isser involved, so it has to be returned. But in Mamanis, it actually belongs to the to the Malvin, therefore, if a man received ribis money from a woman, and then he's mekadesh her with the money, so the din is that she's mekudesh, it's not considered her money, because Mamanis think it's his money. And then we saw, there's actually a Gemara that sounds like that, in Bava Metzia Daf Samechei, we had a kasha from Erech and Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, where it talks about a goy who wants to be done b'dinei Yisrael. So it says, then why is he taking ribis? And it says he wants to be done b'dinei Yisrael, means in dinei Mamanis, not in dinei Isser v'heter. So if in Mamanis ribis belongs to you, so then why shouldn't the guy take ribis? What's the problem? If he wants to be done b'dinei Yisrael b'mamanis, so then he's allowed to take ribis. So why does the Gemara say he shouldn't take the ribis? Meaning, if he wants to be done with Dinei Yisrael, and all the only problem with ribis is Isser, then the goy should be able to take it. Why does the Gemara say that if he wants to be done with Dinei Yisrael, he shouldn't take the ribis? In Mamanis, it's his, and what he means is he wants to be done with Dinei Yisrael with Mamanis. And Isser isn't a problem; it is an Isser for him. And then we also have the Gemara in Bava Kame that a Yoyresh is kind of the ribis, because either because he's a lokeach, or because it's a zeris hakosov that he gets it. But either way you spin it, you need special rishus for the Irish to keep it. But why is that? It should be his b'dinei mamanis. Why do you need to come on to Yerush and Shina rishus, or that you have a special zeris hakosov? Mashiach, if it wouldn't be Shini Rishus, he would have to give it back. Why would he have to give it back? And Mamanis, it's his. And the Mama of the Malva is Kaina. And what about the Isser? The father is already dead. So the Isser has already been done, and the father can't fix it. And in Mamanis, the money belongs to the kid. So what's the problem? We also have the Gemara in Tamura, that according to Rava, Yavid Lai Mahani, and that's why Rimis Ktsutza Yaitse b'dayanim, but why in Mamanis it's his? So it's Yavid Loi Mahani is mashma that it's mamish. Even in Mamanis it's not his. So that's a tamsis shebatamsis what we learned in the previous year. And now we're going to go on a derech leva'er et advarim v'ze yalpi torato shel Maran Rosh Hayishiva Rav Chaim Shmulevitz zecher tzadik devracha zchut gdola lamod et torato. We've been trying over the years to go through his Torahs, which are just halfle v'fele, so sweet and so delicious. That the Rova says, Kol milsa dama rachmana lo yisabed yavad lo yimahani, that anything the Torah says not to do, if he does it, it's not effective. Yavad lo yimahani, it's not effective if he does it, if the Torah tells him not to do it. So Rabbi Kivayger writes in the Tshuvis, Simen Kuf Chav Tes, Dibor Maaschil Zos to be Mechadesh, that the Geder is not that the Chalois that is done, the Averas Isser, isn't Chal. In other words, that his Maisa isn't effective against the words of the Torah. But rather, Pshat is, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the meaning of the Pasuk is that it is not effective. It's not that the Pasuk says it's Aser, and because it's Aser, his Maisa isn't effective against the Isser in the Torah. No. Rather, Pshat is that's Pshat in the Pasuk. That when the Torah says, Lo Save, not to do this, Pshat is that not only is it Aser, but it's also not Chal. And therefore, this Klal is only Shayach and an Inyan Prati. Like when it says by Tmura, Lo Yachlifenu, so we explain the pasuk Lo Yelecha Koach LaHachlif. You don't have the koach to be machlif, to exchange the animal, one kedusha from one animal to the other. So if you try to do that, it's not effective. Mashen came b'mokom. When it's said in an inyan klali, like Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, we can't say pshat that you don't have the koach to do the malacha, because this lav is koilel binyan bayis v'netia, which is metzias, which is nature. And therefore, Masha Asa Asui. And that's an inyan klali, because it includes binyan bayis, it includes netiyah, it also includes shochet. And by shochet, we don't say on Shabbos, I avid loy mahani. Why don't we say on Shabbos, I avid loy mahani by shochet? Because since we see by the other malachas, Masha Asa Asui, so you can't say that you don't have the koach to do it. The pshat is that it's, you don't have the koach to do it. Lo yecha koach lahachlif. But on Shabbos, you can't say lo yecha koach to build a house, because you see the guy built a house. So memela, when it comes to shchit also, you can't say you don't have the koach to shecht. And the shchit is going to be a valid shchit. The Olam Hani doesn't apply. So that's pshat in Hi Avid Loi Mahani. Not only is it usher to do, but you're not able to do it. You don't have the koach to do it. The explanation is that the klal of Hi Avid Loi Mahani in Ritz Hashem, I hope in a future shir, we have a series on Tshuvas of Rabbi Kiva Eger. We don't do it enough, but we should do it more because it's so gishmak. But we have loads and loads of things that we're in the middle that we'd like to do, so it's hard to get to everything. But akopanim, that's something to put in our to-do list, maybe. Simen Kuf Chav Tes and the Tshuvas. So the explanation maybe is that the klal of Yavad Lei Mahani, that it's pshat in the psukim, it doesn't mean that the Torah is mechadish b'chol lav al inyan prati. It's not one thing. It's not that on this Isser, a chalos is in chal. No, it's two separate things. There's the etzema Isser, lo saved, it's telling you not to do it. And also, yavad loy mahani, that you don't have the koach to be pulled the chalos. It's not because you're over an isser. It's the afusad bifnei atzma. It's an independent limud. We had this in our shiurim on kitten. And with this yisod, we mamish saw pilei plos b'tayres Hashem. It was unbelievable. And the sugi of shmitas ksofim in Prusbul, which is available online. So there are two separate inyanim here. There's the Isser, and then there's the Chalos is in Chal. And the yisod for this Biur is from what it says in Tmura, on Heamud Beis, according to Rav, who holds Yavad Lei Mahani, Ay, v'harei almana l'koyin galdo d'rachmano amar, almana v'kuvusha lo yikach, v'tafzi v'kidushin. By an almana l'koyin galdo, Torah says that you're not allowed to take an almana and a grusha, and kedushin is toifes. So you see that mahani, answers the Gemara, shiny hacha. No, really, Rava's correct. The avid loy mahani, shiny hacha. The Amar Kora lo yichal zara. Rashi says that it's mashma that chilulim hu ose, veino ose mamzerim, alma tafsi kedushin. So mashma, he does chilul, but he doesn't do mamzerim. So you see that there's tfisas kedushin. In other words, if there was no tfisas kedushin, medini avid loy mahani, the vlad would be a mamzer. From the fact that the vlad's not a mamzer, it's muchach that mahani. So here we have a special xeris hakosuv that here yavid mahani, and the raya is that he only makes a chilul in the zera, the almana lekoyin gadol, but not mamzerim. So from the fact that no mamzerim, must be this tefisas kedushin. If this tefisas kedushin, it must be yavid mahani. This is difficult to understand because lechora this klal that the vlad is a mamzer, there is no tefisas kedushin, is only shayich when a woman is lav bas tefisas kedushin midin erva. But here the woman mitzad atzma is a bas tefisas kedushin. Just the kedushin isn't chal because he's over on the lav. But that's not a reason for the vlad to be a mamzer. So what does the Gemara mean? In Pashtus, why do we say that a child is a mamzer? When there's no tefisas kedushin. Why do we say that the child is a mamzer when there's no tefisas kedushin? Because the woman isn't a bas tefisas kedushin. You can't marry her because she's an erva. But if the woman, in theory, you could marry her, just because of the iser, you can't marry her, that doesn't make the kid a mamzer. Because she's be'etzim bas tefisas kedushin. It's not like an erva that be'etzim you can't marry her. This woman be'etzim you can marry her, just because of the meaning there's a chalos kedushin. Just because of the iser we say that she's not, you can't marry her. There's no chalos kedushin. But it's not that be'etzim she's a lav bas tefisas kedushin. She's a bas tefisas kedushin. Mitzad atzma. Just because of the iser of lo yikach. The Kedushin isn't Chal. So how can Rashi say no? Rashi says that from the fact that the kid isn't a mamzer, it must be there's Tfisas Kedushin. Mashma, that if there wouldn't be Tfisas Kedushin, midin di yavid loy mahani, the kid would be a mamzer. Why would the kid be a mamzer? It's not erva. So it's muchrach, like we explained, that it's not that the iser is monei the chalos. We explain pshat in the pasuk of lo yikach that the kohen gadol doesn't have the koyach to take an almana. So here we have a alfusa that an almana is not a bas tefisas kedushin the kohen gadol, and since she's not a bas tefisas kedushin, the vlad should be a mamzer. So in other words, she is in the same category as an erva. What's pshat with an erva? Shad is that she's be'etzim, not marryable. She can't marry an erva. Can't marry a mother, a sister, a grandmother, a mother-in-law. These women can't be married, as much as you try in Eishasish. And there's also the Yisr involved. Here also. There's the Isser of Almana Lekoyin Gadol, and she's be'etzim not a bas tefisas kedushin, not just because of the Isser. But there are two separate things here. There's the Isser, and also he has no koach to take an almana. She's not in the takeable category. Since she's not in the takeable category, if we would say that there's no tefisas kedushin, the kid would taka be a mamzer. She's just like an erva. She can't be married. She's bad some lav bas tefisas kedushin because there are two things. It's not just pshat that the iser is monea the chalos, but rather pshat in lo yikach is that the kohen gadol doesn't have the koach to take an almana, meaning she's not a bas tefisas kedushin. So apparently that's also pshat with Erva, that there are two inyanim. There's the Isser, and then there's the fact that there's no Chalos Kedushin. Here also, there's the Isser, and then there's the fact that there's no Chalos Kedushin. And since there's no Chalos Kedushin, the child should be a mamzer. And the fact that the child isn't, it must be there is Tfisas Kedushin. So here we have a special gilui in the pasuk that there's Tfisas Kedushin. But anyway, that's the Yisod of Yavad Lo Mahani. That there are two separate inyanim. There's the Isser, and then there's the that there's no chalos, saying you it's usher to do and you have no koach to do it. Now in the Kashi, the Gemara asked, according to Rava, Kohen Gadol is Makadish and Almana, that the Kedushin is Chal, Frek the Noid of Yehuda and Tinyana, Evan Ezra Siman Nun, that Rava himself holds in Kedushin 78a, that Kidesh Velobal ain't a loke. Because my time alo yikach mishim lo yichalo. The reason you're not allowed to take a woman, almana, the Kohen Gadol, is because in order not to be mechalo the zera. So the whole iser is only with bi'ila. But kidesh v'lo bal ain't loke, because the iser is not the mechalo zera. It's interesting. Shara mishpat, perikzami yochus mi'ila, proves from sotim and dalet arman aleph, that with Kedushin alone, there's not even an Isser, even Durabana. Wow. So that's a chiddush for the day. That a Kohen Gadol can marry an Almana l'chadchila. Just can't touch her. He can marry a l'chadchila. So Kidesh v'lo ba'al ain't a loke. Because the whole word is, lo yikach mishim lo yichal. He can't take her, nor not to be l'chal or zera. So if that's true, then what's the kasha and rova? We ask the kasha and rova, aye, how's their tfisis Kedushin? Almana l'kohen gadol, yavad lo imahani. The answer is that's not the Isser. The Isser is the Be'ila. So now do the answer is that since he was bo alokas shtayim, Alabiya v'ala kedushin, so it's a good kasha. That's the Noda Yehuda's answer. In the end, he's getting it on both. But what's his teretz? Since kedushin is okay, kedushin's het there, so there's a chalos kedushin. So what does it help that afterwards he's getting malchus for the kedushin? So maybe what he means is that the kedushin is pokeh mafreya. Once he has the bia, he gets malchus for both. And we undo the Kedushin. That's what the Gemara is asking. Gemara is saying, according to Rava, the Mafreya, the Kedushin should be undone. So why do we say that now? That on Manu L'Kohen Gadol, the Kedushin is Chal. It should be uprooted retroactively, but that's difficult to say. That once the Kedushin is Chal, now it should be uprooted after he has the Bia. So it would appear, I'll call punin, that this Kasha is only difficult if we explain that Yavad Lo Mahani is that the Isser prevents the Chalos from being Chal. That since Kedushin below Bia is not an Isser, there's no din of the Yavad Loi Mahani. Now, as a note here, this question is predicated on the understanding that Yavad Loi Mahani means the Isser prevents the Chalois. So, Frektinoi Debi Yehuda, what's the Isser? The Bia. So, what's the Gemara saying? There should be no Chalois Kedushin. The Isser is the Bia. So, why should such an Isser be Manea Chalos? The Chalos is the Kedushin, which is an Asser. That's the note of this Kasha. But l'fi amavuar, that is pshat in the psukim, the lav of lo yikach is understood with a dual meaning. Number one, it's aser to take, and number two, you can't take. So we can say that since Tosis writes bo lo yikach afal kedushin, that if he has bia, then he gets it. That's Tosis above mitziayim yud amud beis. That when he has bia, he also gets it for the Kedushin. So the pasuk lo yigach is also talking about the kedushin. And only because of the svar of Rava, my time lo yigach mishum lo yichalel, we say that the Torah didn't answer kichas kedushin unless there's be involved. But really, the pasuk of lo yigach is talking about kedushin. And if so, we can say that only the Gabi the Isser the Torah made it tonight, that there's lo yikach. He shouldn't take her if he's going to have B afterwards. If he has B afterwards, then he gets it both for the Kiddushin and for the B that he has afterwards. But that the Torah says that you can't do it, that there's no chalos, for that you don't need the Tanai of Bia. It's Pashit that since the Torah says that she's not a Bas Tefisas Kedushin, the Kedushin isn't Chal, even though he's not Boa. So in other words, what we're doing is we're just separating the two. That's why they called the Reb Chaim the Brisker, the chemist, because he used to take apart different elements. So we know the Yud is assuming that the Chalos is connected to the Yisur. But we're saying, no, they're in two different planes. So the Gemara asks, according to Rava, you hold the Yavad Lai Mahani, so why should a Kohen Gadol is Mekadosh and Amana, why should the Kedushin be Chal? So Frektin Oda B'Yehuda, yeah, but Rabbah holds that the Isser is Bia, not Kedushin. Teretz is Zerin Achinami. The Isser is the Bia, but the Lo Yikach is not only talking about the Bia. The Lo Yikach is also talking about the Chalos. So we're going to explain the Lo Yikach of the Isser to be talking about the Bia, and we're going to explain the Lo Yikach of the Chalos to be talking even about the Kedushin. And therefore the Gemara is a good Kasha. How can Rabbah hold Kiddush Amana, the Kedushin is Chal? Lo Yikach means it can't be done, meaning there's no Chalos Kedushin. You can't be Tola the Tfisis Kedushin and the Bia that's afterwards. So in the realm of Isser, you're right, it's only afterwards. But we're talking here in the realm of the Chalos. And these are two separate realms. These are two separate planes. Shnei Mishalim Shonim. This is a Din Bifnei Atzma. If the Torah says that a Kohen Gadol can't take an Amanus, the Gemara asks, according to Rava, Hare Amana the Kohen Gadol, it says Lo Yikach and this Tfisis Kedushin. Elamai, the Gemara's Metarets. That there is, because we've exeris hakasuv. It says lo yichalel. It's only in mashma chilulim, yes, but not mamzerim. So it must be there is tefisas kedushin. But now we understand the kasha, because the difference between the iser and the chalos. The iser is on the bi, and the chalos is that the Torah is saying that the kedushin isn't chal. Now that's pshat in the pasuk. ממשיך מורנו ורבנו ואומר שאפשר לחדש עוד חידוש שאנחנו לא אומרים יבד לא מהני אלא בגוונה ושייך איסורה גם היא לא מהני שהמעשה הוא מעשה של איסור that we only say יבד לא מהני in an instance where the איסור is שייך even when there's no chalos, that the mice is a mice of iser. Like Rabbi said, the high delaki mishum davar memor derachmana. He's getting malchus because he was over an iser. So when do we say avid loy mahani? When the iser is shayach even if lo mahani. Why is the iser shayach even if loy mahani? Because avra memor derachmana. And nevertheless, lo mahani. It's not chal. It doesn't take effect. But the gavna in an instance where the iser is not usser unless there's a taitzah, unless there's an outcome. And if there's no chalos, there's no iser. So in such a case, we would say mahani. then we would only explain the pasuk as being talking about Isser and not Lo Mahani. So when do we say pshat in the pasuk is that Lo Mahani, that it's not Chal? That's when there's going to be both the Isser and Lo Mahani. And the Isser is independent of the Lo Mahani. It's going to be Usser, even if Lo Mahani. But if the Isser is not in the Maisa, the Isser is in the Totsah, and if there's no Chalos, there's no Isser, the Isser is dependent on the Chalos, so there we would say that Mahani, that the act is effective. And then the pasuk that says don't do it is talking about Isser, not that you can't do it, but that you're not allowed to do it. So what do I mean? Let's have an aspir. Yerushalmi b'tumot b'perek gimel alecha gimel gabeihad etnan hamakdim truma lebikurim. So there's a mishnah that tells you, you know, now it'll be makdim truma to bikurim. Take truma before you take the bikurim. As afal pi shuover belota asay masha asa asui. Even though your Rav and Alosa say what you did is a done deal. Shenamar mleatcha v'dimacha lo teacher. Amar Reb Chiya bar Rav Ukva b'shem Rav Yosi bar Chanina man ma sheover v'lo taasei ata yodea ma sheasa asui. From the, what he was over on Alosa say, you know that what he did is done. So what does this mean? So the Shnos Eliyahu on the Mishnah there, and this Yerushalmi says that the Yerushalmi holds like Abaye. Who holds Yavid Mahani. Why? Because Abaye says, because if Lo Mahani, am I lucky? As Rav Chiya bar Ukva says that from the fact that he was over in Alosa say, you know, Masha Asa Asui. It says, so you're not allowed to be makdim, shurim to bikurim. You have to do it in the right order. You first have to do bikurim. And then truma. But if you did truma and then bikurim, it's chal. Why? Because the Torah says you're doing an avera when you're makdim shurim to bikurim. So it must be that what you did was effective. So that's like, says the Shnos Eliyahu, that's like Abaye, the Yavid Mahani. That if you did it, it's effective. Why? Because if it's not effective, then why are you getting Malkus? The fact that the Torah gives you Malkus, it must be that what you did is effective. However, based on what we said, we can explain the Yerushalmi is going like Rava, who holds the Abed Lo Mahani. Because the Yerushalmi holds that the Ikar Issa of being Makdim Truma LeBikurim is not that you're Makdim Truma, but that through the Afreshes Truma, you're Me'acher the Bikurim. Like the Lashon HaPasuk, Me'le'ascha B'demacha Lo'isa Acher. So the Issa is being Me'acher the Bikurim, not being Makdim the Truma. The Yisr isn't because of the Etzem Maisa, because of the Tetzos. The Etzem Maisa of being Makdim Truma, that's a famous Chakira. What's the problem of being Makdim Truma of the Bikurim? The Akdamas HaTruma or the Ichor HaBikurim? So if you say the Yisr is the Ichor HaBikurim, that the Bikurim are coming late, are coming last, then the Yisr is not in the Etzem HaMaisa of being makdim truma. The Yisr is in the Taitzah, in the Taitzah that the Bikurim come last. Umimela it's Mukhruch to Mahani Afla Rava. And therefore even Rava is going to say that it's Beseder, that it's Chal. Because if Lo Mahani and the Shuma is not Chal, so then the Bikurim weren't Misacher. The Bikurim didn't come late. and there's no Maise Isser, and he wasn't over on Memer Drachmana, on what the Torah says. And the Gilyon HaShas and the Tzion Yerushalayim already talk about this. There, Alam HaKom. So that's what we said before, that when we say Avad Loi Mahani, that the Isser is Shayich, Gamim Lo Mahani, because the Isser is the Etzem HaMaisa. But if the Isser is in the Toitzah, then we're going to say that Mahani. And the Pasuk is only going to be referring to Isser. And that's the case over here. In the case of being Maktim Truma LeBikurim, the Isser is that the Bikurim are coming after the Truma. So the Yerushalmi says that it must be that what you did is effective. That the Truma is considered Truma. Because the Ikar Isser is that you are Ma'acher the Bikurim. And now that it be Ma'acher, so now that it be Ma'acher the Bikurim to the Truma. So the Isser isn't in the Yatzim HaMaisa. The Isser is in the Totzah. That when you take Truma, that means now the Bikurim are going to come afterwards. And that's an Isser. So the outcome of your Ma'is is Asser. So Memela it's Mukhrach, that it's effective even according to Rava. Because if it's not effective, and there's no chalos truma, so then the bikurim didn't come late. There's no ma'is isser at all. He wasn't over a member of the rachmana. So that's the raya in the gemara. The gemara says from the fact that he's over an isser, it must be that mahani. And why is it Mahani? It's Mahani because it's not the Etzem Maisa Isser. That's Asser. Only the Totzah. So Min Masha over Belosa say, from the fact that he's over in Elosa say, Atayodea Masha Asa Asui. You know that what he does is effective. In other words, from this losa say, which means that it's only us or the totzah, but not the etzem ha-maisa, it must be that the mice is effective. Because when do we say that the mice is not effective? Only when it's the etzem maisa that's us. But if the totzah is us, then the mice is effective. So we bring a raya in the gemara, and the fact that the iser is the ichor, meaning the Toitzah, it must be that the Etzem Maisa is Mutter of being Makt and Shurma LeBikurim. And Mimela, it's going to be effective. The Akdamas Shurma is going to be effective. So we are only in the middle of our journey. We have a lot more to talk about. So please stay tuned. But we definitely saw Yesodos Chashuvim. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we will continue and see Neflos Gedolos Mitoras Hashem. I thank you so much for listening. And hopefully we will continue next time and see more beautiful Torah. And we always have to remember, after all the beautiful lamdas and scintillating insights, that sof davar, hakol nishma, et Elokim yira, et mitzvotav shmor, ki zeh kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom.